FM 90.3 WJTL Lincoln, Brewster and Jared Anderson with Glory Mandisa face to face prior to that. Hey, good morning. It is 7:20. We do have WJTL Storm Crew. There's lots of accidents out there. Lisa was just reading off the live incident report to me.
Yeah, and we do have a lot out there.
Yeah, so be careful as you drive. We do have some storm crew for you and some new ones since last time in Lancaster County. Hinkletown Mennonite is now 2-hour delay. Twin Valley Bible Academy is closed. Chickie's Church of the Brother and Neighbor Sharing and Caring canceled today. In Dauphin County, we have Halifax, Millersburg, Northern Dauphin Christian, and Upper Dauphin all closed. In York, we have Red Lion Christian closed. Daycare is open. York Catholic High School is now closed. And in Schuylkill, we have Pine Grove Area School District closed.
Weather-wise, a winter weather advisory continues until Wednesday afternoon at 1. Total accumulation, really, depending on where you are, of course, 2 to 5. Cloudy and light snow today, high 35. Snow with lows near 21 tonight. Then more snow tomorrow morning, clouds and 28. Right now in Lancaster, it's 28. York and Mannheim, 27, 26 in Harrisburg.
This morning, our friends Corey and Heather are here. They're with Bible to School. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Corey Pennypacker is the Executive Director of Bible to School. And Corey, tell us a little bit about Bible to School.
Sure. Well, Fred, I want to tell you first that a lot of people don't know this, but about 75%, three-fourths of our county does not attend church. Actually, three-fourths of the country doesn't attend
three-fourths
church.
Three-fourths?
Yes.
Does not attend?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That is a surprise.
And what that means for our kids is that they're really not hearing about God. They're not hearing about David and Goliath and Noah's Ark. So we at Bible to School want to change that, and we teach the Bible to public school kids during their school day. So we actually teach it over lunch and recess, and most people are like, how is that legal?
How is that legal?
Yeah, how can you do that?
How can you do that, Corey Pennypacker?
It's release time law, it's right. called, and you can release kids from school for, in Pennsylvania, an hour a week and teach them the Bible. We take them off-site. It can't cost any taxpayer money.
Right.
And we have to have parental permission, but we do those three things, and we can teach them the Bible, and we've been doing it since 1979.
Wow. And tell us some of the school districts that you're in our listening area.
Sure. We are in the School District of Lancaster, Mannheim Central, Mannheim Township, Conestoga Valley, Elizabethtown, and soon to be Hempfield.
And tell us a little bit about who helps you. You have volunteers, you have folks that are involved, you have local churches.
Sure. Churches are very involved. Most of the locations that we teach at are at local churches. Volunteers are the ones that do in the teach. So we are a whole army of volunteers that do this across the county.
Yeah.
And donations come in. It's privately funded. So yeah, it's a whole team.
If folks want to get involved,
yes, they can go to our website at Bible2School.com, and we have many ways to get involved. Volunteering, we need volunteers right now. We're doing a real push for more kids are coming in. We actually have kids on the waiting list. So
wow, that's amazing. Now, you mentioned about coming to Hempfield School District, and we have somebody here that's with you. Tell us a little bit about Heather.
Right. Well, Heather, I met this summer. She actually came to the kids' cookie break, and she came to our table. So she was very interested in for her school, and so she actually is heading it up at Mountville Elementary with St. Paul's United Methodist Church. So
awesome. We're pretty excited to have Heather Bates with us. Heather, we know you and your husband, Jonathan, have been supporters of JTL because you guys do Good Java Coffee Company.
Yes, we do.
Pretty Yay! Exciting. And your kids have grown up before our eyes. I understand your oldest helped out at Kids Cookie Break this year.
Yeah, he was a volunteer.
How great is that? That's pretty awesome. So your kids are in Hempfield School District. Some of your kids go to Mountville.
Yes, actually our four middle ones do.
Okay. And you have six total.
Six total.
Yeah, thankfully your little one still takes afternoon naps, I hear.
Yes, that's my, I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, me too. I just want to take a nap now too.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I nap, but other stuff can get done.
Other stuff can get done, exactly. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like to start the program Bible to School in Mountville.
Yeah, I just heard about Bible to School in the fall, and like I said, four of our kids go to Mountville, and the teachers are awesome there. The school's great, but we just saw a need in the kids that are there and the influence that they were having on our kids. And obviously a lot of those kids, you know, don't go to church and don't know God. So I saw this as an opportunity to bring God into their lives, and then as they're changed, hopefully they can bring a better atmosphere there for our kids.
What has it taken, like, what have are some of the steps that you've had to take to get this started there?
Well, I am actually a member, which means I've done everything to get this going there at Mountville. With the help of Corey, obviously, Bible to School provided everything. So our first day is going to be next Tuesday, and to the point that I didn't even have to call her to see if everything was ready to go. Like, she's very thorough, and yeah.
How exciting. Now, Corey, could anybody do this? She mentioned that she's a member. Can this happen for other schools in our area?
Yes. In fact, there is a member going to happen in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. So it's any
cool
community in the Commonwealth or anywhere, actually, can become a Bible to School member, and they would get our tools, our best practices, our coaching, and they can do it themselves.
And can they get that info online?
They absolutely can. Yes, at BibleToSchool.com.
BibleToSchool.com. Check it out. Maybe this is an opportunity. One, you could find out if your school, if your kid's school has Bible to School opportunities. Two, maybe it's an opportunity for you to start it, just like Heather has.
Yep.
Great. Check it out. BibleToSchool.com. Bible2School.com. We'll talk more with Corey and Heather coming up in just a bit. Ryan Stevenson, back to the music this